Hello, Supers! This is Paano Ba Ito, the podcast created and hosted by me, Bianca Gonzalez, produced under Animal Podcasts. I am super happy and still on a high. I just came home from Here For It, the first ever podcast festival in the Philippines. It was so much fun. I got to meet so many people. Of course, so many supers. Maraming maraming salamat. And it was just so wonderful being around so many like-minded individuals, really trying to push for the growth of the podcast community dito sa Pilipinas. And for this very special episode of Paano Ba To, in case you missed Here For It, again, congratulations to Animal Podcasts and thank you to our partners, of course, Globe Telecom as well as Spotify Philippines. So yeah, my session during the festival was with the one and only King of Talk, Boy Abunda. When they told me that I could do a live recording on stage for the podcast festival, talagang Tito Boy's name came to mind first as someone I look up to in terms of hosting. I ask any question I have about life, kaya naman for this episode, I am so happy to share that session with you. Let's get right to it. Hi everyone! Good afternoon! My goodness! Thanks so much for coming out on a Friday. Sa mga nag-leave sa work, maraming salamat din. We will try to make your leave as sulit as possible. And I'm sure it will be with our conversations this afternoon. At sisimulan ko na syempre. Of course, I am here on behalf of Paano Ba To? The podcast. Of course, powered by Animal Podcasts. Woohoo! And so paano ba to? To those of you who do listen, to all our supers, it is a podcast answering any question about life, issues we may have. And so nung sinabihan ako that we are going to have a podcast festival, the first in the Philippines, and we could invite a guest that we wanted to speak with for a live recording for an episode, there was no doubt in my mind who I wanted to invite, because this is the person, literally, when I have big questions in life, kapag naguguluhan ako, if I need clarity, if I need guidance, ito talaga yung taong tinatakbuhan ko. So I would like to call up here on stage, it is my absolute honor to call on a mentor, a father figure, my longtime manager, the one and only King of Talk, Mr. Boy Abunda! Yay!
Magandang hapon po.
Yay! Hi, Tito Boy!
Hi, Bianca. Magandang hapon po sa kanilang lahat.
Do you mind? Are you okay with sitting here?
Yes, I am okay.
May paset sila ng konti.
Okay.
I am so happy you said yes. Guys, by the way, Tito Boy is so busy. Like, right after this, tatakbo siya ng live for Fast Talk in Quezon City. Mag-out of the country siya on Monday. So, it's so wonderful that you carved time out for this. Thank you.
How could I say no to you, Bianca?
Oh, thank you. That means a lot. And I do mean that, diba? I've known you 20 years, I guess.
More
ba?
Yeah.
So in the 20 years, from career problems to personal problems to love life, yan, nasaksihan ni Tito Boy ang lahat ng yan sa atin. But Tito Boy, actually, this event, Here For It, a lot of our members in the audience today and those listening to this as well are podcasters or those who want to start their own podcast. And so I guess what I wanted to talk to you about is, paano ba yon, Nax? Paano ba maging interesting? Paano ba hindi maging boring? And this is not just for podcasters. This is for people who are creating their own videos, creating their own content, people presenting at work, students who have to present in school, di ba? Parang kung meron akong tatanungan ng communication skills questions, the one and only Boy Abunda is here.
That's a tough question. How do you become interesting? Not just in podcast, but in life.
Yes.
The first thing that comes to mind is, if you want to be interesting, you have to be interested. Di ba? Yeah, you really have to be interested so that you can be interesting. But more than that, it's a very complex operation of personal branding. Where do you start? Just show up and do it. Mm-hmm. I did a podcast called "Who Are You?" No one is watching. No, one of the questions I would usually ask pag ako'y nag-interview. But the thing is, you are saddled with a lot of problems when you're about to start something. Paano? Saan ako mag-uumpisa? How do I start? Who is supposed to be with me? How am I going to do it? Who's going to take care of the technical? The best way to start really is just to jump into it.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Yeah.
Jump into it. I was lucky because I was working with Mark Noveloso. And we did it
our
together.
Writer, Mark Noveloso is
one of the best. He's one of the best writers. And this is a kind of writing. This is a kind of collaboration that you don't actually write what you're supposed to say. But you do a lot of conversations. You do a lot of conversations as to what you want to do. Ano bang gusto natin gawin? Ano ba ang maki-brand identity ako? Ay mahilig ako dun sa dami ng nagpo-podcast. I remember when I was doing the podcast, I went to everybody's podcast.
Market research.
Around the world. So I started to listen to as many podcasts as possible. And that first question of, anong gagawin ko na naiiba? Anong gagawin ko that will make me jump out of? Anong gagawin ko so I wouldn't blend? Again, that's very tough because sometimes not blending becomes your equity. But when you blend, there's a way of blending and standing out. So, talun lang, tumalun ka, enjoy the journey. And I discovered that it was fun knowing what it was to do a podcast while I was doing it. Pero importante that somebody guides you. Pero huwag mauna yung takot. Again, the question is how do you become interesting? Huwag ka dapat lumayo doon sa kung sino ka. Huwag ka dapat lumayo doon sa what is most interesting about you. And minsan kasi, Bianks, you cannot assess yourself. You need someone you trust.
Mahirap.
You need somebody you trust. Kasi I know I'm blabbering about a lot of things. It's a very complex operation. Like, what's boring to me may not be boring to you.
Mm.
What's interesting to me may not be interesting to them. So, in the end, you go back to what makes you feel good, what makes you feel happy. I mean, what do you want to talk about? What is it that you want to talk about? What is it that you want to share? At kadalasan yan comes from a place of comes from a core story. Ako'y taga-Samar, iba ang tingin ko, ako'y Waray. I used to be so afraid about talking. I mean, nobody would believe that. Dahil natatapilok yung aking dila from E to E, O to U, until I became so comfortable with it. Sometimes, how do you become interesting is not giving in to the expectations of an audience. Like they'd say, daldal lang ng daldal lang yan. So, ano kaya? May mga episodes na dadaldal ka, may mga episodes na hindi. And constant, consistent listening to yourself, to your audience, to your market. But the best way to answer that question is, if you want to be interesting, you have to be interested. And do not be afraid to commit mistakes. It's fun. Committing mistakes, learning, falling, rising. Because I don't think, Bianca, especially in podcasts, you really find the level of energy, what you really want to do. Of course, there's a format, but it's nice to get in and out of the format and just have fun.
I, of course, agree 100% with everything Tito Boy said. And if you do listen to Paano Ba To The Podcast, Tito Boy, lagi kitang kinu-quote doon. Doon sa very specific quote na yon. I've said that several times, and even in talks sa school, lagi kong kinu-quote si Tito Boy. That's one of the most life-changing advice you've given me. To be interesting, you have to be interested. And bibigyan ko kayo ng context. Si Tito Boy, pag pinapanood ko yan, kunyari meron siyang ini-interview na artista na I don't really care much for yung ini-interview niya. Or not even artista, political figure, whoever. Parang dead ma lang ako. Kasi, di ba, there are some people na we're so into, there are some people na okay lang. But because when he interviews, yung grabe yung interest niya. So I'm like, oo nga, no? Parang, ay, oo nga, ang ganda nun about this person. Or, wow, ganito pala siya mag-isip. So, I guess what I'm trying to point at with this is when you are so into who you're interviewing, who you're talking to, if you're presenting at work or in school and you're so passionate about the subject matter, even if it's something na sobrang niche or sobrang specific, your love, curiosity, and passion tungkol dun sa topic na yon or sa tao na yon will spill over to the listener, to the audience, or if you're a writer, to your readers.
I like also challenging what is. Halimbawa, ngayong araw, I'm running back to GMA7 because I'm doing an interview with the Guapings.
Okay? Wait, as in Mark Anthony, Eric, as in Mark and Anthony Jomari?
And Eric. I think Jomari did it first, no?
Okay.
But you do not judge a subject.
You always tell me this.
Yeah, I learned that a long, long time ago. You don't judge a guest. Neither do you judge yourself. So, from my house in Quezon City to Glorieta, I was on the phone with my head writer, and I was saying, let's find out what's interesting. Find out what's interesting. Ma-appreciate ba ito ni nanay? Kanina, I was starting to talk about how complex it is because fortunately or unfortunately, doing television, doing podcast, hindi naman linear yan eh.
Yeah.
You know, and that makes it more exciting. So, kumusta na si Mark? You do research, of course. You have to be interested. Kailangan, nakikipagkwentuhan ka. I call the old manager. I call the friend. What's happening to them? Kahapon, nalaman ko that Mark Anthony Fernandez is based now in Pampanga. And Eric is doing some business somewhere. So, the question is, tulungan nyo naman ako, sabi ko dun sa head writer ko, how do we make this delicious to nanay and tatay who are watching sa time slot natin? So, what I'm trying to deliver is, it's not, you're not alone there. You know, you have to accept the fact that when you do a podcast or when you do a television show, the overused word is, kailangan maging authentic ka. Kailangan maging real ka. As if, what is authentic? You know, like for example today, we're doing this conversation, kami and Bianca. But essentially, this is a performance because we do this before an audience. So how do you combine a performance and authenticity? So it's not like, if this were authentic in the fundamental, level, I would probably be walking around and Bianca, salika dito sa, you know, it's not that. You perform before an audience. So, also, wala ka masyadong oras. You're given 20 minutes. You're given 30 minutes to do a conversation. So, you know where to begin. You know where to end. Yun yung ibig sabihin ko, na pag interesado ka, what am I supposed to talk about in my podcast today? I am doing an interview with, let's say, Angel Locsin, or I'm supposed to talk about social media and the effects of social media on my family and my interaction with my niece and my nephew, etc. So when you're interested, madidiscover mo kung anong mga bagay you self-edit eh. Because right now, we cannot be talking about everything about podcast. Now I'm going towards my experience doing interviews, for example. Iikutan mo. So I'm traveling back to GMA7 and I'll probably be talking to more people about the Guapings. A lot of you probably 90s, you know, and what was most interesting in the 90s. And sabi ko, how do we end it? I want to have fun. Can they dance? Can they sing? Kasi ngayon, and this is a tip, even in podcasts, a lot of podcasts in other countries, hindi na lang, you know, just talking to each other or just ruminating or just contemplating, reflecting on certain things. Meron ano eh, what is it that will make you listen to what I'm talking about? That we have to discover. And that is a journey that you take every time you do your podcast.
Yeah. Ang dami kong gustong i-unpack. May oras, hanggang hapon, pwede ba to? Oo. Hindi, I wanted to go to what you said about judging the guest. Tinanong ko to kay Tito Boy dati. Kasi syempre, being in the industry, you know a lot of stars, even politicians, personally, personal lives. So sabi ko kay Tito Boy, what do you do when you're interviewing a guest? Alam mo naman yung isasagot niya sa tanong mo because you know what happens in the person's life. Pero ang sagot niya, tumaliwas sa katotohanan. Either lied, fabricated, or said something different from what you know actually happened. Sabi ko, how do you react pag ganun, Tito Boy? Yung sinagot ka, tas parang in your head, parang di naman yun yung nangyari. What did you answer, Tito Boy? Can you share with them? When a guest of yours says an answer that you know, true ba?
I don't remember what I told you, but what did I say?
You just said that you don't judge the guest.
No, I don't.
And you said that yun ang kwento na gustong ipresenta nung ini-interview mo or kinakausap mo. So, on one hand, you have to respect that. But I guess, susundot ako. On the other hand, yung responsibility mo as an interviewer, how does that play in?
Okay, let's talk about today. I am doing a conversation with Bianca about podcasts. Ang ingay, mga tindahan, you know, I don't judge a situation because of its given weaknesses. Na parabagang, Bianca naman, well, how can I discuss podcasting in a mall with you? I'm judging. You know,
yes.
And nandun ako sa the things that shouldn't be happening. Mm. Instead of looking at it, I want to be able to do it because that can be exciting, doing a talk material in a mall. Or instead of saddling my mindset with, no, but it's supposed to be a controlled environment. That's one. Number two, doon sa tanong na, halimbawa, nagtanong ka, a politician, movie stars, public figures, politicians, are all involved in the business of projection.
Tama.
You know, not my line. Bono of U2 was the first one to say that. We all want to project because it is a performance. And when you perform, it is not just the voice sometimes, we're hoping. It's, ano bang suot ni Bianca? Anong suot ni Boy Abunda? Ano ang, paano ang pormahan nila dyan? Paano tayo nag... It's projection, okay? Pero, what is common are audiences of politicians, of sociologists, of entertainers. The audience is temporary. We are temporary as audiences. We shut off. I mean, you know, we tune off if we're not interested in what people are talking about. Pero pag interview mo, halimbawa, lalo iba ang texture, Bianca, ng entertainment and halimbawa public servant. Kasi if it is a brazen lie that is said in front of you, I mean to your face, you're talking about public accountability. So the tenor is different. The tenor is different. So you have to find a way. I'm answering your question about responsibility to yourself and to your country and to your audience. Kasi pag public official ang kausap mo, may accountability involved. Okay? But ang kultura natin does not allow bastusan. Bastusan on air. Like, probably you've seen materials like, what's the most familiar? Hard Talk of Stephen Sucker on BBC, where you can actually say you're lying. You know, I heard these are the stats, for example, or in your other pronouncements, nagsisinungaling ka. Tayo, hindi tayo ganun. Is it good? Is that bad? I don't know. Pero makikiramdam ka, depending on, again, who you are, what your brand identity is, makikipagsabunutan ka ba? Makikipag-away ka ba? Do you keep quiet? Do you squirm? Do you fight back? Do you provoke? Nasa iyo yun. If you are an entertainer, not honest about your height or your age, there is no public accountability there. I mean, there is no public money about your reducing your age or increasing your height by 2 inches. So, may pagkakaiba yon. The ideal, of course, is when you talk to someone who is forthright. That's the ideal. So when you do an interview, when you do a podcast, and you are interviewing someone, when you're interviewing someone, aside from not judging, because you're not there to judge, you're not supposed to say, I'm the better person, I am the moral compass of this whole conversation. But you also have to realize, that you don't own that story. Allow your audience probably to assess. Allow your audience to, to not to judge, but to critique, maybe. Pero depende rin ito sa format. Depende sa format. I mean, there are a lot of podcasts which are hostile. Depende, which are hostile, which are adversarial. But you have to be very clear with the brand identity of the podcast and of yourself, which should be aligned. Okay? So that's a spirited debate about how to handle people who lie, I mean, you know, to your face. But it happens. Really happens.
I wanted to talk about sharing your story kasi marami sa mga podcasts or even whatever type of content you put out there or even nga pagsusulat ng CV, di ba? It's technically sharing your story. And alam mo to about me, Tito Boy. Lagi akong nahihiya to make things about me. That's why Paano Ba To is of this format. Like when the Paano Ba To was first actually a book in 2014. And hindi siya autobiography. Hindi siya tungkol sa buhay ko. Advice siya. The podcast is also interviews with other people. Kasi deep down inside, actually until now, meron pa rin akong feeling na parang no one naman will be interested in my story. Parang feeling ko ang boring naman ang buhay ko or it's plain. Who would actually listen? So I wanted
that
to...
That becomes my problem as a manager. Like Bianca, who always self-deprecates. And that bothers me. And that bothers me.
But
and that
I'm
bothers
better
a manager.
Na now.
Oh, you're better now. A lot, lot better. Ito yung tipong artist. She's a kind of artist na, Tito Boy, who would be interested in me? Tito Boy, who would care? Tito Boy, sino naman ang pupunta doon? At, you know, all these questions. And you would always say, you have a story. May sarili kang ganda. May sarili kang tindig.
Yes.
May sarili kang, may storya ka. And that's the most powerful. You have a story.
Yes, and that's exactly what I wanted to go to. Kasi I'm sure some of you listening also kind of that feeling sometimes. Especially some podcasts are kwentuhan lang, di ba? Barkada, kwentuhan. And sometimes we're scared or fearful or may apprehension tayo to put forward a story of ours. Kasi nga, okay lang. Parang nothing special.
Or Bianca, nothing. You overdo it.
Overshare.
Or you overshare.
Yeah.
Not only overshare, and you impose your story on others.
Mahirap din yun.
We can be, bipolar in that way. Not in terms of the mental bipolarism. But what I'm trying to say is, in terms of content, you go on extremes of the pole. You either undershare because I am shy, or you're reticent, or you back off when you talk about yourself, or nag-overshare ka naman.
Totoo din naman.
Ako naman, bilang manager, gusto ko yung podcast, halimbawa, may reaksyon ako. Ang pinakadelikado sa akin ay pag walang reaksyon.
Meaning audience reaction.
Audience reaction. Because you do it for an audience, Bianca.
Yeah.
That's why I was talking, it's performed.
Yeah.
We're talking about performativity of entertainment.
Yeah.
So no matter how insightful your discussion about what happened last night, halimbawa, kwentuhan ng magkakaibigan, inevitably, we cannot pretend that we're not performing because we are. Because you have an audience. Because you want to seduce an audience. But if the goal is to inspire, to empower, to encourage more people to go for the good, then do it. You know, it has to be in line with how you deliver the kwentuhan. Pero meron pa rin talagang editing, merong, di ba? I mean, merong kang hanggang dito lang tayo. But I would advise, you go for a structure, pero ang sarap, ang paghahanda sa podcast is kwentuhan din, saan tayo pupunta, saan tayo mag-uumpisa, and then allow for a lot of surprises. A lot of surprises when you're on air. Hindi yung, ay, natakot ako doon. Ay, mali ako doon. I'll share with you something. I have probably interviewed some of the biggest names in the country. I mean, from politics to sociologists to philosophers to movie stars. I've done quite a lot also in terms of foreign authors, from Neil Donald Walsh to Steve Hansen, Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Do you know how many people you've interviewed ever?
Deepak Chopra, I've done. Sarah Jessica Parker to the movie stars, Jennifer Lopez. I've done so many of them. Some of the biggest stars. Alam niyo ba yung common sa kanila? And this is not again original. I don't know if it was Barbara Walters or one of the greatest interviewers, but I have experienced this. Mm-hmm. Pagkatapos niyong mag-usap, ang tanong nila, was I okay?
Yes!
Diba?
Yes!
You know who I did yesterday? I did an interview because I'm leaving for the U.S. And for my birthday week, I have Jody Santamaria, Nanette Medvedpo, who I represented when she was very active in show business. I had Bea Alonso, John Lloyd Cruz, and Jessica Soho. For 5 days. Interesting, because in many different ways, meron silang, okay na ba ako dun? Tito Boy, was I okay? So, validation, in a certain way, na tama ba yung mga sinabi ko? Uy, bahala ka na. Again, don't be afraid. Even them who are supposed to be seasoned in this business of talk, in whatever platform they are, yung pa rin, yung parang, was I okay, Bianks? Did I overtalk? I'd probably ask you after this, did I overtalk again? We ask that. So, maraming commonalities.
Yeah, that is so true. I have also had that as well. And sometimes even with people that you think sobra na nilang established, sobra na nilang galing, but later on, they will ask, okay na ba yun? Should I have said like this instead? So, tao din sila, I guess, is also the end there. Before I leave that topic on, I guess, I feel like I'm not interesting enough. What is your advice to those who also feel that way? Na parang, yes, I want to put forward my story, I'm ready, pero paano ko alalaman, alin dun, yung worth listening to or worth sharing?
It has a science. It is a science. Some people will discuss with you, ito ang profile ng audience natin, mga nanay or younger women. So that helps. You know, that helps. Yung demographics, even the psychographics. There's a science to it. Pero ako, hindi ako mahilig dun. Hindi ako mahilig dun. I like making sugal in terms of what I do. I'll tell my story. I'll put it out there. This is what I want to say. Let's see who can be interested. Who can be interested. Kaya, I don't know. I mean, you'll have to decide on which path you want to take. I don't want, my advice, because I've been doing this for 2 years, I don't want to say how long, is stop overthinking. Stop overthinking what's going to happen, unless it is part of research. Who's going to listen? Who's going to be interested? Just do it. Just do it and see what happens. And then learn from there. Craft the concept from there. And be ready for success. Be ready for the big time. I like people who say, I want to make it there. I want to make it big. Lalo na sa podcast, Bianx, because ito yung platform na sa aking palagay will stay for a long, long time. This is going to stay for a long, long time. And there's a certain sexiness about podcasts. It's going to last. It's going to be there. It's different. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts now, from the political to the fashion to the personal. Iba yung texture. So go for it. In terms of language, isang problema pa yon. Ano ba ako? Mag-i-English ba ako? Ano bang audience ko? Magbibisaya ba ako? You know, may public speaking classes. And in my dealings now with many experts in language, parati nilang sinasabi ngayon, not that I do not value and honor grammar and syntax, construction, etc. But understandability comes ahead of all of them. Make sure you're understood. If it's a mixture of Bisaya and Tagalog, and it's fun. If you can do your intro in Chavacano, and that can be interesting. Again, you're going to your story. What if my OBB is done in the language of my youth, for example? Explore that. It's an exploration that's really interesting. And don't allow anybody to define what you do and who you are. Don't. You're the only one who knows that. Last na lang na point. Kasi yung discussion about core. Tito Boy, ano ba yun? Yung, you know, when you say your brand identity, your personal identity. I am reading a book now that says, and I am leaning towards agreeing with the statement, ang nakakakilala lang naman talaga sa atin tayo eh. Alam natin yun, di ba? Pero yung totoo talaga, not even our closest friends, not your husband, not my partner, not my mother, not it's only you and your God who know the nuances of that core. Tayo lang talaga eh. Stand by it. Embrace it. Sell it. Because nobody knows better that story than you.
I have seen that firsthand in my life because I remember that when I was starting sa industriya, 19-ish years ago, naghahanap kami, saan ba si Bianca? Di naman siya umaarte, di naman siya sumasayaw. Talagang host siya. But even as a host, saan ako? At first, you're still trying to fight na parang ang alta-alta ng tingin kay Bianca kasi kung saan siya nag-school, ganyan, kung paano magsalita, ganyan. But then, I learned this again from Tito Boy. He always talks about his core, diba? Or for his guests. The more you lean in to who you are, that's when your audience, your tribe will find you eh. That is so true. I didn't feel it in my 20s. Late 20s, not even. I only actually started to feel it in my 30s na, the more pala I am proud of who I am and stand in who I am, that's when, naturally, they will find you as well. Kumbaga, the energy that you give out is the energy you get back as well. Just to wrap this up, Tito Boy, I messaged you about this question and this topic. You are very good at this, and I take this from a book as well. How do you speak so that other people will listen? Because you are a person that when Tito Boy speaks, parang pwede ako makinig, buong hapon lang. But there are people, diba? They have that gift that when they speak, you can't help but listen. So how do more of us tap into that? Just to close this conversation.
Ang importante, you tell your story. I will go to the core again. You cannot borrow another person's story. Steve Jobs said that. Do not be trapped in, you know, do not be trapped in telling another person's story because you don't own it. You know, tell your story. But how do you speak so that people listen can be in two levels. I didn't think about it actually. One is the performance level. The performance level. Make sure your mic works. Make sure your audio works. Make sure your tech works. That's very important. Okay? So there's that level. Because again, I go back to the performance. But the other one is, know what you want to say. And know who you're talking to. Simply said, as in everything that we do in the business, in the celebrity business, babalik at babalik ka doon sa sino ka, ano ang iyong kwento, at sino ang kinakausap mo. But that's not absolute. That's not absolute. May mga outliers yan. So, don't stop where you're supposed to be. Get out of that. Get out of that space where you're familiar. Get out of that space that you know. Get out of that space that you know. Jump into that space that you're uncertain. Jump into that space that makes you uncomfortable. Jump into that space where you are unsure. Because that's where magic happens. And when you do that, you become interesting. And chances are, people listen.
With that, maraming salamat. The one and only Mr. Boy Abunda. Thank you so much. And please expect na madami pa kung paano ba tong tanong sa'yo in the years to come. Maraming salamat everyone for eavesdropping on our conversation. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And that is it for this episode. Thank you so much for watching and listening. And as always, I really love hearing what you think, kung ano yung favorite takeaway niyo from each episode. And for this particular episode, please do share with me your favorite parts. Do tag me at I Am Super Bianca on Instagram stories, and Twitter. And in case you aren't yet, please do follow Paano Ba To on Instagram. If in case you are new to this podcast, please do click the follow button and the bell button as well so that you're notified every time we have a new episode. And if you like this episode, please do rate us 5 stars. And to our community, we do have our safe space, our private Facebook group, the Paano Ba To Super Group, so you can join that as well. Again, thank you so much and congratulations to my Anima Podcasts family for making this event possible. Congratulations also to Chroma Entertainment. That's it for this episode. I am Bianca Gonzalez and this is Paano Ba To, the podcast created and hosted by me, produced under Anima Podcasts. Till our next episode, stay super, super